Hmong traditional marriage ceremonies are elaborate affairs that often last 3 days, but they don't always include the legal formality of getting a marriage license. The new marriage amendment says that marriages that just look like marriages won't have a legal status. Hmong attorney Yur Vang of the Wisconsin Asian Bar Association says that could create problems for Hmong couples if employers or family members challenge the legality of their marriage.
That's where the problem would be, that the Hmong couple would say, well, we're married because we were married, so that is my spouse. That's where it could get sticky.
Vang says before the election, there was little publicity about the possible ramifications of the marriage amendment. She says now it's time to get the word out to what could be hundreds of traditionally married Hmong couples that they should go to the courthouse and get a marriage license.
If you want to preserve your right to any of these legal issues, I think it's really important to do that, whether it's, you know, your children's inheritance or benefits or just protecting your family's rights.
The legal status of cultural Hmong marriages has been upheld once by Wisconsin courts in 2002, but Vang says it won't be clear if the new amendment will cause problems for Hmong couples until someone tries to use it to challenge a traditional Hmong marriage in court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.